Why, of all sacred symbols and of all references to rituals, would those minting the coins of the Jewish revolt choose to focus on one specific ceremony? Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 112, The Chalice of the Omer and the House of David. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is a symbol that one can see on the coins minted during the Jewish revolt against Rome during the period of 66 to 70 CE. A chalice or goblet, it appears among other symbols of the land of Israel and Jerusalem. The Times of Israel reports in 2023, quote, "While on the search for more Dead Sea Scrolls, inspectors surveying Israel's desert caves recently discovered a rare half-shekel coin from 66 or 67 CE, the first year of the Jewish revolt against the Romans. The currency was part of an underground Jewish economy during the rebellion's 4 years," the Israel Antiquities Authority announced on Tuesday. "The coin was engraved with the words Holy Jerusalem, using ancient Hebrew script rather than the vernacular Greek of the time, in a defiant nod to their Jewish identity and the decision to mint the coins autonomously," explained Yaniv David Levy, a numismatic scholar with the Israel Antiquities Authority. "For almost 200 years, people made the pilgrimage by foot and used silver coins for paying a tax called the half-shekel tax," said Levy. "And apparently these coins were used for tax in the temple and also the internal economy during the revolt. The decision to autonomously mint coins during the rebellion was a political statement and an expression of national identity," the IAA said. "At the time, the authority to mint coins was held only by the Roman emperor, and almost always featured the image of the ruling emperor and animals." End quote. Half-shekel coins minted during the Jewish revolt, reflecting the roots of the Jewish people in the land of Israel. We discussed, I believe, the significance of these coins in our 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast about the obligation of giving the half-shekel. For now, let us focus on the images on the coin itself. The Times of Israel continues, quote, "The coins minted by the Jewish rebels bear a depiction of three pomegranates. The other side of the coin features a chalice, similar to what could have been used by the priests in the Holy Temple. The words half shekel and the letter Aleph, denoting the first year of the revolt against the Romans. Apparently there was a rebel who roamed the desert cliffs, and he dropped the precious shekel treasure, and luckily we were able to find it 2,000 years later and bring it back to the public," said Haggai Hammer, an archaeologist with the IAA's Judean Desert Survey. End quote. What is this chalice? The explanation that is commonly given by archaeological experts and authorities regarding the coins of that era is that this represents the chalice that is used in the temple ritual known as the Omer. As explained in the Talmud, after the first day of the festival of Matzah, the commandment regarding a special offering was fulfilled. As the sun set and the first day of observance came to a close, Jews would gather in a barley field and harvest a bit of the new year's crop, which had just become ripe. That barley was then utilized on the next day, the second day of the festival of Matzah, for a special offering. It was known as the Omer, referring to the measurement of the barley that was brought. Though we will, in future episodes, discuss a connection between this ritual and the unfolding of the Festival of Freedom, as well as the holiday of Shavuot that is to follow. Ostensibly, what is occurring here is a sanctification of and an expression of gratitude for the new crop that has come into being. Barley was the grain that ripened first in the land of Israel. Hence, at precisely this period, a ritual involving barley occurred. 7 weeks later, on Shavuot, precisely at the time when wheat was beginning to be harvested. Then, another ritual in the temple involving fine flour took place. The question for us today is why, of all sacred symbols and of all references to rituals, would those minting the coins of the Jewish revolt choose to focus on one specific ceremony? Why the chalice utilized in the bringing of the Omer of barley in the temple of God? There is much that we can suggest, but I would put forward the possibility that those creating these coins were all too aware that the season of the land of Israel embodied by the Omer is also enmeshed in the origins of the Davidic dynasty, the royal family linked above any other with the story of Jerusalem. It is at the beginning of the book of Ruth that we are told of a woman who bore this name, loyally following Naomi from Moab to the land of Israel. They arrive in Bethlehem, we are told, Bimei Ktzir Seorim, in the days of the barley harvest. The great medieval exegete Rashi comments, Pesachaya, it was Passover. In other words, there is a calendrical alignment between the festival of freedom and the season in the Holy Land in which barley comes forth. As I've noted in Bible 365, it is only with this in mind that we can understand the error in a well-known painting by the French artist Poussin, who created canvases embodying the four seasons. And, as one can see in the Louvre today, when it comes to summer, Poussin gave us a scene from the Book of Ruth. I cite the website of the Louvre, quote, "Summer is part of a series of four canvases representing the seasons painted by Poussin between 1660 and 1664 for Armand Jean, Duke of Richelieu. In 1665, the Duke lost 25 paintings from his collection in a game of real tennis against the king. 13 of them were by Poussin. The seasons thus joined the royal collections at Versailles and subsequently the national collections in the Louvre. Each season is associated with a biblical scene from the Old Testament and shows a particular time of day. Spring links the rebirth of nature to Adam and Eve in a morning landscape. Summer is characterized by the harvest and presents the story of Ruth and Boaz with the sun at its zenith." End quote. The only problem, of course, is that the harvest unfolding in the Book of Ruth did not occur in the summer, but rather in spring. That is when barley ripens, and Ruth, of course, heads to a field in order to partake in what is left over for the poor. And as we discussed in our 10-minute mitzvah discussion of the commandment of Leket, it was in the field of barley that Ruth met Boaz and biblical Israel's greatest royal family was founded. To reference the Omer is to bring to mind the seasons of the land of Israel. And for the rebels, this symbol may have brought to mind the story of the Davidic family, and therefore of the fact that the city in which they fought was the city of David, not of Rome. Looking back to the tale of Ruth and Boaz, they might well have hoped for another spring in Jewish history. We live in a time of Jewish restoration in the land of Israel. It is not yet a time when the Omer is brought again, nor is it yet a time when the Davidic dynasty has made itself manifest. But looking at this half shekel from Jerusalem so many centuries ago, we can ponder the wonders of our age as well as what is yet to be. This is Meir Soloveitchik. Looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.